StormLakeRadio.com checking in with head coach Sam Ellis of East Sac County Boys Soccer in our weekly recap here. And coach, walk us through the first game of this week. You guys finally get Oakland Riverside back on the schedule. A close game for a little bit of it, but your team ends up pulling away 4-1. Talk us through what you saw in this game. A solid victory at home for you and the boys.
Yeah, it was definitely a solid win for us. It was a game that going in, if you looked at records, you looked on paper, we were supposed to win that game, and that's a different perspective for our guys too, because the last 3 years, usually they're 50-50 or toss-ups, but this one we were expected to win going. It got a little shaky in the beginning, but I think by the end of the game, we settled down and started putting shots on frame and making the goalie handle it, and it increased our lead from 2-1 to 4-1. And we also gave up the first goal on a person that just making a mistake, because they haven't played that position in a while. And then after that mistake, they've played lights out and were integral in a lot of our goals after that too. So that mistake actually led to probably 3 or 4 goals for us. So that's what you like to see. No, they're not putting their heads down. They're actually lifting them up and they're going after them, because they're upset with themselves, but they're also playing for their team.
Talk a little bit about it. You hit on it earlier, a bit of a mentality change for this game, and not necessarily just this game. I mean, I'm sure there'll be several more in the seasons, but games on paper you're expected to win. How does that conversation normally go with your team? Again, like you said, it's something that's a little bit unfamiliar, not so much this year, but in years past. How does that conversation go? You know, it comes back to the old "don't overlook an opponent." I'm sure is a lot of it.
When you talk with them, you're letting them know that the other team they have a circle. They want to upset you. They want to beat you. If we play East Sac County Soccer and play for each other and have attitude, and it all comes with belief. You have to believe that you're the favorite. You have to believe that you're going to be successful, because the enemy of belief is doubt. We don't want any of that in our heads. We just want to just keep plugging forward and just keep putting the next goal, go after the next goal. Because the big thing is just get the first goal, and then the second, then the third, then the fourth. But you have to focus on getting that first one.
Just a couple of highlights from your seniors in that game. Isaiah Aragon, a 2-goal, 1-assist night. It's weird to say it, but kind of another ho-hum night for him, as he scores twice with an assist. Wernemont in net only saw 6 saves in 7 attempts. Some good defense in front of him. Talk about what you've seen from those two so far this year from the senior leadership side of things.
Isaiah does a great job, and his one assist, I think, was the highlight reel over his goals, because he led his brother perfectly in for an open net, where I believe if Riley would have missed it, probably wouldn't have been walking home. But he put it. It was just a really good team effort with that, and that's what Isaiah does. He plays for the team, and that's what we like to see. And then Luke is a leader back there. He's going to be vocal. He's going to be loud. He's going to give you everything he has. And the back line feeds off that, and he feeds off the back line. And once we gave up that first goal, they shorted up and played outstanding.
Once again, chatting with head coach Sam Ellis of East Sac County Boys Soccer here on StormLakeRadio.com. Now we move to the game that was the following night after Riverside. You take on, we're going to call them number 13 and 1A, West Central Valley. A 4-0 loss there, but I'm sure a lot of good quality learning lessons in this game playing a high caliber team like West Central Valley.
Yeah, it essentially was a 3-0 game, because the fourth goal, I'll put an asterisk by it, but the thing is, we knew what West Central Valley was going to do coming in, because they'll move the ball. They're very good with possession. They know what they want to do offensively, and our goal is to try to disrupt that a little bit and possess the ball on our end, and I think we did a really good job of that, and putting more shots on goal than we did in previous years against them. If they have an outstanding goalkeeper that saved an off pretty much a guaranteed goal that I don't know if any other goalkeeper besides our own would make that stop. So I think they were a little bit not intimidated, but thinking that West Central Valley was this juggernaut, which they are, but I think they found out that they could play with anybody. It's just they put the shots in the back of the net, and we did not. And I think going forward, this is going to help build off of this, because I think it just it if they don't get confidence off this, nothing's going to give them confidence, because they are a good team that's starting to believe that they're a good team.
You look at the numbers from Wernimont, again, solid numbers against a good team, 12 saves, 4 goals allowed, save percentage of 75 there. Talk about, you did a little bit there, but talk about maybe from Wernimont's perspective or the team's perspective, probably the toughest team you'll see in the regular season the rest of the way, looking at the slate for you guys. Maybe Greene County later on will be a good challenge as well, but what does a game like this do? It's kind of the midway point of the season, early midway point of the season, whatever you want to say. To see a good quality team like this, and you get to be at home to play them.
It was just good to play it, like you said, a solid team, but also we were closer to full strength than we have been. And also just to see the mental toughness for our kids, because this is our second game in 2 days, and we're playing a team that knows how to win, knows how to possess the ball, and knows how to put shots on goal. And our kids could have just had every excuse checked off in the book, saying, "Oh, we're tired. We have tired legs. It's the second game. We don't have. We're not very deep." But no, that mentality flipped, where they gave everything they had for 80 minutes. And in the second half, I challenged them. I said, "We have 40 minutes to try to get our first goal and then get the second goal." But the thing is, when they decided that they were going to give effort and show West Central Valley that they weren't that they're not going to roll over for them.
Once again, chatting with head coach Sam Ellis of East Sac County Boys Soccer. And now, coach, we look ahead to next week. You've got a matchup on Tuesday against Kemper. Obviously, I mean, a rivalry matchup at its finest. Last year, you guys get the thrilling overtime victory in the playoffs. Kemper got a 1-0 win earlier in the season. Looking back to 22, it's a one-goal game as well. Give us some of your thoughts on this one as you prepare for Kemper. I mean, you kind of know each other probably about as well as any two teams do. Give us some of your thoughts heading into the game Tuesday.
We pretty much know that Kemper's going to have this one circled because of the way last season ended. And they're having a good season so far, and I think they're going to come in confident, but I also think our guys are going to come in confident, know they can play with them. And it's going to be a physical game. It's going to be probably a low-scoring game, but whoever gets the most shots on frame and puts it in the back of the net and just can get one or two past the keeper is probably looking at be the team that's going to win. But yeah, it's the ESAC kids, our kids know the Kemper kids, and the Kemper kids know our kids, and so it is a friendly rivalry, I like to say, but they both teams look forward to this game.
And then last question here for you, coach. You have a bit of a time, a full week, since your game on Tuesday against West Central Valley and then Kemper coming up next Tuesday. What does practice look like? I mean, it's kind of a weird gap time for your team to go a full week here with just the one competition on the 9th and then the one competition on the 16th. How do you keep them engaged during the week?
On a Wednesday, we had basically a walkthrough and we had our team pictures. So giving them to rest their tired legs. You're playing two games in a row. You're not going to get anything out of them on a Wednesday after that. But yesterday we kind of got back to it, worked on some tactical fundamental things that we've been lacking, and just getting some knowledge on different things. And then today we're going to get back at it and maybe scrimmage a little bit, but just get some game type situations and be ready to go through kind of a walkthrough on Monday and be ready for Kemper on Tuesday.
All right, coach, sounds good. A busy week this week against a couple of good teams, and next week it's rivalry week. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck going forward.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the coverage, as always.
And that was head coach of East Sac County Boys Soccer, head coach Sam Ellis. It's right here on StormLakeRadio.com.